Monday morning, joining us now in studio, we have a couple of gentlemen. Bill Metz is with us, along with Eric Berg, with Tour to Save. And it's that time of year again. That's coming up this weekend. Boy, there are so many weekends coming at us fast and furious and always something going on. And gentlemen, thank you so much for being in today. I certainly appreciate that.
Well, thanks for having us.
Glad to be here.
We've talked about Tour to Save for a number of years now. How many years have you been doing this?
This is the 15th year, Jeff.
15th year.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. And it started off as Tour to Nick.
Yes, it did. Mm-hmm. Yep. And Nick Sansom was a cycling friend of ours that took his life. And we decided at that time to, you know, kind of honor his memory and start a ride, and looked around for a organization that we could raise some money for to kind of prevent what happened to Nick, and Save popped up. And we've been working with Save ever since.
Yeah, in my humble opinion, you found a very good organization to team up with. Well, why don't we talk a little bit about Save and what it does? First of all, Suicide Awareness Voices of Education. It's an acronym.
Correct. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Tell us about the organization.
Well, the organization's been around for over 25 years now, which is a good length for any nonprofit these days.
Yeah.
And it addresses a number of areas, certainly the overall overall directive is to try to reduce the rate of suicide, which continues to go up in this country, especially if you looked at our armed forces and the aftermath of some of the conflicts we've had. So we work at, say, works at reducing stigma. It works at public awareness. It works at education for people, and it does a lot of work now around media messaging with Facebook. Dan Rydenberg, Dr. Dan Rydenberg, the executive director, works closely with Facebook on media messaging and offering chats and help for people who might be sending out a cry for help through that avenue. And lately, we've really working more on trying just to connect people up more through things like National Outreach Network and Peer Connections and the Smart School Program, because I think we believe if people are talking with each other and not hiding so much, then we'll pick up some of the people that are at risk, rather than have them sort of suffer in silence.
Yeah, if you look at the 15 years that the tour has been around and the 25 years that SAVE has been around, Those 25, quarter of a century has, I think, society has changed more than any other 25-year span, and certainly American history, with the advent of media, social media and such. And, boy, it's interesting to see the way that organizations have evolved, and SAVE has done a very good job of evolving along with the times, because things are just different now. And as you mentioned before, we go through wars and go through combat, and that adds another dynamic into an already complicated spectrum.
Right, and social media can kind of be a double-edged sword, you know. Mm-hmm. You would think it would connect people more, but in many cases it isolates people and really kind of only allows, or people only get connected with their small group that they agree with, instead of being connected to the larger, you know, society at large. And that has an isolating effect, which is really not good for people that are at risk.
Mm-hmm. Let's talk about the tour itself. Sure. You know, SAVE and the topic of suicide and suicide awareness is certainly a very serious and very somber topic. But, you know, that's not everything that this is about. You have a bike ride that's coming up. It's for everybody. People of all abilities can join in. And it's really a good day.
Yeah,
very
it is.
Positive day.
It's a very fun day. There are, like you said, rides for everybody. There's a 10-mile route that's pretty much on trails the whole way. The new trail on the east side of the river is just fantastic. That's part of the ride. There's a 25-mile route for people that want a little bit more and have a longer day. And then there's a 50-mile route. All of that, and there's also a gravel event, which is really kind of for these new people that are doing mostly gravel rides, and that's about a 46-mile ride. And we've also added last year a mountain bike option for people that want to stay off the roads altogether. They just do the trails at Seckler Park, which are kind of new addition to town here as well.
That whole gravel ride thing has just missed me. I gotta admit, I can certainly understand why people would like a different challenge and something new. And we do have so many gravel roads out here. It's a great place to do gravel riding. Mm-hmm. But I'm gonna stay on pavement, thank you. Stay on the
less traffic. Don't like the bike paths. The less traffic on the bike paths. I mean, we like to keep. Be safe, and I think a lot of people have appreciated getting off on the back roads.
Mm-hmm. And folks, for the beginners out there, for those who maybe don't have the time to do a whole 50 miles or something, that 10-mile ride, if you haven't ridden the East Cannon River Trail,
beautiful
trail. It's right. Really a
and
great
flat,
amenity.
And flat.
And flat. It's wonderful for the beginners, so I would advise, highly recommend that. When does the event start? It's Saturday morning?
Saturday morning.
Mm-hmm.
Registration, if you haven't pre-registered, which we highly recommend people do, go out and raise a little money for SAVE. Pre-registration starts at 8. Each of the rides roll out as a group at 9 o'clock, starting at 9 o'clock. There's a little fanfare. People do the ride and come back to a great after party with brats and burgers and beverages. And some music by Wendy Smith, and not the full zillionaires, but half a zillion, if you will, will be playing afterwards. And
that's still a whole lot of talent, a half a zillion.
Yeah, it is. And it's just really a nice festive event and gives people time to, you know, actually remember the folks that they're there to honor.
Mm-hmm.
And even if people aren't there specifically for a person or persons, it's a great event.
It's hard sometimes to imagine doing a fun event around something that is such a national tragedy in terms of a public health tragedy, but it really kind of works, as Bill says, remembering people that we've lost and also survivors of suicide, of losing someone to suicide like myself. You know, it's nice to be around other people. You know, you don't spend most of the time kind of connecting or talking about that, and the Tour to SAVE and other SAVE events really provide that opportunity. It's a fun day.
Yeah.
It really is.
And even last year, we had people that have survived themselves come to ride,
mm-hmm.
which is, you know, a reason to celebrate.
Absolutely, yeah. You think there are times where you may think you're alone in the world, but you're not. You're not. There's a lot of people out here. You guys, I want to also mention, give you a chance to mention, I know that logistically it takes a lot of people coordinated and a lot of hard work to put on an event like this because, you know, it goes on over probably, well, 50 miles and also takes a lot to get together. As far as the crew that you have working on it, the committee and sponsors and stuff, anybody in particular you'd like to thank?
Well, we do have a whole list of great sponsors I've been thanking on Facebook. And so we couldn't do it without those sponsors.
Mm-hmm.
They just contribute a whole lot to the ride. And the team that organizes this has been doing it, I think, for pretty much the same people for the last 10 years. So it is a big commitment. We start in January organizing and meet probably monthly and running up to the event every 2 weeks we meet to make sure that all the details are taken care of and everybody has a good experience.
All right.
And it's a little bit chaotic, it feels like, but it always seems to come together well right at the end. So we'd love to see people come out.
Yeah, it's a wonderful event. It's going to be a beautiful day Saturday. We've got great weather.
Yep.
In the forecast for you, so just a perfect day for riding, not much wind, some sunshine, and temps in the 70s.
Yeah.
Right.
That could be the most perfect day ever for
you.
Yeah, really. And if people would like more information, you have a website. I just Googled Tour to SAVE and got it right off the bat. You also have a Facebook page and social media?
Correct, yep.
And do you register online in advance, or do you register when you get there? Or
Both. You can register online in advance, and we recommend that people do that so we have an idea of how many are coming.
Mm-hmm.
But if you don't, and want to wait to see if the weather really does hold out, you can register day of at 8 o'clock in the morning.
All right. Gentlemen, thank you so much for coming in. We certainly appreciate it. Good
Thanks,
luck.
Jeff.
Good luck
Thanks,
Saturday.
Jeff. All right.
That's Eric Berg and Bill Metz with Save, Tour to Save, coming up once again this Saturday morning.